Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our text this morning is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Well, it was a beautiful evening for a hot air balloon ride. Well, the crew was Pastor Jay Mason as the leader for the Lift High the Cross balloon. They were at the Blossom Time Balloon Rally in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Now, the pilots there who were all there for this, well, they're a very competitive lot, and they all like to see who's going to get off the ground at first. So they all race to do that. Now, for Pastor Mason and his crew, that was never a big deal for them. You know, they just wanted to be there, show off that balloon with a big cross on the side. So they're all excited about that. So he let everybody else go first, and then he would follow. Now, this would also give the chase team that's on the ground, all right, those are the folks that follow along in the pickup truck there and whatnot, to keep an eye on where the balloons are going. So that gave them an idea about where to follow, what roads to take. Now, as Jay was flying, well, he could not seem to catch the south wind. Now, the wind was blowing south that day. And so everybody else, they're all up there, their balloons are up there, and they're all starting to go south. And as his balloon came up off the ground, his started going west. Now, no matter what he did, there were times in which he put, you know, gave the flame in there, shot the flame up into the balloon to make it hotter, so he'd go a little bit higher, hoping that he'd catch that south wind to follow along. Well, it didn't happen. So he let air out of the balloon, going down to a lower level, still going west. And everybody else who had been right next to him were all going south. Couldn't figure this out. So he was a bit frustrated by all this, and so Pastor Jay then, well, what did he do? He radioed down to the folks in the truck, and he's like, hey, everybody else is going south, but I'm going west. So better start going west, follow along, trying to catch up. So he's looking at a place to where to land. That's always important for somebody who's in a hot air balloon because you can't guarantee where you're going to land, so you got to make sure that there's an open field ahead. And so he happened to spot one, and so he's hoping that, well, he's going to land in that particular field. So he radioed the truck. He's like, hey, you know, see where I'm at. Go ahead and follow me. Now today, here we are. It's an amazing day to celebrate. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. We like to hear those ancient words that were spoken so long ago about the excitement. It's one way to greet one another, because in that, you're confessing your faith. You're confessing in what you believe. You're confessing that Jesus rose from the grave alive. And because he has done so, we know that he has earned forgiveness of sins for us when he died on the cross. But rising from the grave again gives us that hope of everlasting life. Well, the chase crew that had been following the balloon, well, they finally began following him, caught eye of where he was going, and so the Lift High the Cross balloon landed in this particular field. Now, one of the things they do, because this is a ministry for Pastor Mason, is that, you know, in fact, he left the pastoral ministry. So he went from being at a congregation to going around the country with his balloon. And so what they do then is they'd hand out these little tracts here, the Lift High the Cross gospel tracts. But they'd also hand out cards to the local congregation. Because what would have part of the crew there, making sure that you follow along to have enough people to grab the ropes and pull down the balloon and that kind of thing? Well, you need volunteers. And so he'd have a local congregation be the sponsor. And so the particular one for this congregation here was Valley Lutheran Church. So they're all there. So you got the people who are helping pull down the balloon. Anybody else who's out there in the field and around there, where they're handing out all the cards to, letting everybody know who they are. Now, this is a particular ministry here that the LCMS supported. And so as they're handing out all these things, well, you find that there's 40 people who are there, part of the crew, handing out these cards. Now, part of that, too, when you're landing in somebody's field, it's awfully wise to go up to the house there and say, hey, do you mind if our people drive out there into your field? So typically, that's what Pastor Mason's wife, Vicki, used to do. She'd go up there and knock on the door and say, hey, you know, is it okay if we get onto your field? Now, in this particular place where they went up there, there was a man and there was a woman sitting on the front porch watching all of this. And so the woman asked, it's like, hey, all these people here with you, all those wearing the blue shirts, are they with your crew? They said, yes, they are. And so, well, that's all right. You know, they were hoping, as she said there, it's like, well, you know, we had mowed that field out there hoping that somebody here would land there. Again, it all depends on which way the wind's blowing, whether that's going to happen or not. And so she gave them permission. Permission to go out there, drive out there onto their property, into this field, to retrieve the balloon. But one thing she noticed about this particular people here, this man and this woman on this porch, was that they were really sad. Now, the women going out to the tomb that morning must have been sad, too. They were going out there doing the routine of putting spices around the body, and that's what they intended to do. But when they got there, not unlike what was just mentioned here in the children's message, the stone had been rolled away. They were kind of surprised at that. They went in and looked in and found that the tomb was empty. And now it gets really interesting for the women. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. Well, Pastor Jay and his wife went back up to the house after they collected everything out there and, you know, had to fold up the balloon and all those details, put the little basket there on a little trailer that they had, got everything ready. All the other folks, the 40 people are out there, they got in their cars. So they went up there to the house to thank the people. Now, when they went back up there, the woman of the house, she came out. And she greeted them. Now, one thing that they noticed as they're walking up to the house, there's this little sign right above the porch there that said, Bob's Place. And so Pastor Mason asked, it's like, well, was that your husband there, Pastor Bob? Or was that Bob? And she said, no, that was a pastor. Bob died. He died last week. Well, they were surprised and stunned at that, hearing those words come from this woman that her husband died just the week before. She said, you know what we were doing here right before you came is that we had just gone around the property there, scattering his ashes all over. You know, I was looking for a confirmation, and here your balloon shows up and lands on my field. They were stunned. She was so excited that that balloon had landed on her field. And she asked him, it's like, say, what is the church that came along here with you? And he said, Valley Lutheran Church. She goes, really? I used to go to that church a long time ago. Are you needing confirmation this morning? Jesus rising from the grave alive is confirmation that God holds to his promises. Indeed, Jesus died on the cross, said that 3 days later he was going to rise from the grave alive, and indeed he did. You see, it's confirmation that indeed Jesus earned the forgiveness of our sins, and as he rose from the grave alive, gives us hope, hope of everlasting life. That the bodily resurrection will one day be ours as well. That's what it means to have the empty tomb. Now, it became so very clear here to Pastor Jay and his wife why they landed there. It's interesting for him, and I remember him telling me this story, that it was kind of crazy how every other balloon, the balloons right around him, were all going south, and no matter what he did, his balloon went west. He couldn't explain it, but now he understood. God had something else in mind that day. It was all about the woman who had lost her husband the week before. That's a true story. Jesus coming and dying was something that God also had in mind so long ago. He was doing something very personal in sending Jesus. Jesus was coming just for you. Sure, there's lots of others who get to go along for the ride as well, but this morning I want you to know that Jesus rose just for you. The woman came to understand what it meant to be there at that tomb and why it was empty. They were reminded of Jesus' words. He isn't there because he is alive. He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And what it means by first fruits there is that Jesus rose from the grave alive, never to die again. Sure, there were others that Jesus, in fact, rose from the dead in the Old Testament, all kinds of people there who rose from the dead alive. But they were to die again. Not so with Jesus. He would never die again. That's where he is such an important thing in our lives, for he is our hope. For we too, one day, we'll fall asleep. We will die. But we will wake up, and we will be alive with Jesus forever. That's the word that we have today. That is our confirmation of the empty tomb. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.